USA News. I'm Tim Berg. The president of Columbia University calls on the mayor of New York City and police commissioner for help in clearing out anti-Israel protesters from the campus. USA's Laura Winters with the very latest.
Elite units of the New York City Police Department move in to clear out pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University, occupying that academic building on campus.
Hamilton Hall is now secure. There's no one else left in the building.
The move after the president of the school finally asks for help. The property cleared and more than 100 arrested at Columbia and City College. It was a dramatic and tense scene last night as officers entering the building through a second-story window using an elevated ramp connected to a huge truck as the doors were barricaded with tables, chairs, and vending machines. Police will be on standby through May 17th. Graduation is on the 15th.
Pro-life advocates are cheering Florida's six-week abortion ban, which takes effect today. Katie Daniel with Pro-Life America says this will save countless innocent lives.
This will have the potential to save as many as 50,000 unborn lives here in the state of Florida in just the first year.
The judge in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial says there will be no session on May 17th. That's the day Trump's youngest son, 18-year-old Barron, is set to graduate from Oxford Academy in Palm Beach near Mar-a-Lago. The former president had been critical of the judge in the past, who had said the former president would not be able to attend his son's graduation. Thousands of hotel workers are planning May Day rallies in at least 18 cities across the United States and Canada, looking for better pay and working conditions. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Home prices are hitting record levels despite high mortgage rates. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, prices jumped more than 6% on a year-over-year basis in February. That's the third straight month of gains for the 20-city composite index. Prices in San Diego saw the biggest gain, up more than 11% from 1 year ago. Prices at the gas pumps appear to be holding steady. AAA reporting the nationwide average remains $3.65 a gallon. That's a penny cheaper than from a week ago, but still 12 cents more than a month ago. California drivers continue to pay the most at the pump with an average of $5.39 a gallon. Meanwhile, the lowest average price is found in Mississippi at $3.09. Abortion activists vandalized St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Portland, Oregon this weekend, writing explicit pro-abortion messages on the church's entrance doors and sidewalk. Parishioners discovered the vandalism on their way to Mass on Sunday. The graffiti messages included explicit messages and the slogan, "My Body, My Choice." St. Patrick's was also attacked by vandals back in 2021. Jason Kelce is joining ESPN's pregame show Monday Night Countdown. Kelce, who announced his retirement in March after 13 years of playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, received interest from multiple networks who wanted him to join their programs. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.